Phoneboy Speaks episode 122. Where's my crypto, Evernote? There's a kerfuffle among tech journalists and tech douchebags about Evernote and the fact that their note-taking service that lives in the cloud, which a lot of geeks love and a lot of people are using. I think they said they have 1.5 million customers, but all of their data is essentially being stored in the cloud in clear text or using very weak encryption that existed in the 1990s that really nobody should be doing if they're serious about actually protecting their data from being looked at. And it's just – it's silly. I mean, this is a solvable problem. We've got technology that solves this issue, but – the folks from Evernote, because of all the laws surrounding cryptography, the claim is that they don't want to do anything stronger because then they've got to deal with the government and have to argue with, you know, involve lawyers and stuff. And to me, that doesn't seem like a valid excuse. This is something that every company that makes software that stores data has to deal with. This is not a big deal. It's also pretty much just a one-time thing from what I can tell. I mean, I know from my years of working with Checkpoint Nokia stuff, I mean, we did have a couple of issues where there was some software we couldn't export at like very early on, you know, in the late 90s and early 2000s. But since then, it's done, right? I mean, this stuff is – actually, it's based on open source software. So, you know, there's no reason that Evernote couldn't either make the crypto open source, or use some sort of open source stuff in their product. I'm sure they use a lot of other open source. Or provide an API where people could use their own crypto, which I actually think would be more clever, because then Evernote wouldn't know what crypto is being used, and Evernote couldn't be blamed if the crypto was faulty. Whoever developed the plugin would therefore be, you know, have to deal with all the stuff. And in fact, what would most likely be for the ease of just dealing with all the export regulations is you make it open source. And as long as it's not going to the T7, right, which there's like 7 countries where you can't export crypto to because they're considered a threat to the United States for one reason or another. Well, other than those 7 countries, I mean, come on, this is, you know, thousands or tens of thousands of companies have solved this problem. I can't believe that Evernote hasn't got people on staff that understand what the current crypto regulations are, or you know can't spend like 2 hours talking to a lawyer to figure out, you know, how they can solve this problem in the shortest period of time without having to without it being an expensive process. I'm this just boggles my mind that they won't solve this problem, or they haven't done what it takes to protect their customers' data. I mean, yeah, they got their passwords hacked, and that's one thing, but still, there's no reason that data sitting on their server shouldn't be encrypted, and there's no reason that I shouldn't be able to encrypt it myself very easily. These are all solvable problems, and shame on Evernote for not fixing it or providing, you know, doing something other than saying, well, we don't want to deal with the government. Well, come on, be responsible, Evernote. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.